Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown, and today we are going to continue our conversation with Dr. Henry Cloud, and Chris Williams is joining us today. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Henry. I think Henry's joining us. There you are. Well, we are so glad that you're all here, and we're going to continue taking calls today, too.
I wasn't almost here because I'm on the road, as you can see, in a hotel, and they just decided to have their fire drill.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you can't make it up. You cannot make it up.
No, I think it was kind of appropriate because every day we talk to people who are going through their own fire drills. So we just kind of, call the fire department.
That's it. And I know I said right before the show, I'm like, we're going to keep calm and carry on. We're just going to keep going with it. And we are going to take calls today, too. So if you have a fire drill of your own, maybe it's around the topic of trust, you can call us 1-800-229-3000, and Chris and Henry will be happy to help you with your calls. I know Henry, Chris and I were talking before the program, and he had a chance to review the book, and we've been talking about it for the last couple of days, but it's such a powerful book. Trust, knowing when to give it, when to withhold it, how to earn it, and how to fix it when it gets broken in life and business. And Chris, just start with you with your observations of when you were reading it.
Trust is something we easily take for granted. I know I do. And I'm running a couple of companies. One is my counseling center and one is a consulting firm. And it was so powerful for me because this kind of is a divergent thing, but I'll get back to the core. And the divergent thing is I'm much, much more aware of where I spend my energy. My return on energy is so important because it's so limited any day. And I was just, when I was reading Henry's book, I realized how much untrustworthy situations and people drain my energy unnecessarily. Mm. And it was just like this really clear awakening and renewal that I need to continue to work out the ingredients of trust in my own life so I can move forward with God's will, but also that I have the wisdom and the growing wisdom to recognize trustworthy situations that I can make true investments in that will do a great return on energy and a great return on time and a great return on investment.
Chris, the energy part of this, think about a spouse, and their spouse is on the road, right? Mm. Well, there are some spouses that are left at home that have all the energy to go take care of everything that's got to be done. They go to work, and they take care of the kids, and they do all this stuff, and they're not devoting one moment's energy to worrying about whether they can trust their spouse. Or, you get an email from somebody and it's not clear. And if it's somebody they say, I got to talk to you. And if somebody you trust, you go, I'll get around. I'm busy, but I'll call them. But if somebody that you don't trust, you're thinking about it all day, like, I wonder what's their deal here? What's going on? What's their angle? What are they trying to do?
Yeah.
It's a lot of mental energy that goes into the lack of trust.
Yeah.
It's so true. You even say, Henry, and we'll talk about this after the break, that we have the subconscious question of, is it safe? And so if trust has been broken, it does. It's like a leak in the tire, and it can make everything wobbly. Well, we're going to talk more about this after the break. We'll take some calls. And to encourage you to get a copy of Trust, New Life is going to give you a copy for a gift of any amount. You just give us a call and we'll send it your way. It is really a foundational tool to help you in your life, in your relationships, in your work. We're so excited to be part of celebrating the launch of this. You know, yesterday was launch day, and today we're just going to keep on carrying it out, and we'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. It's Becky Brown with Dr. Henry Cloud and Chris Williams. And Henry, I cut you off. Well, I didn't. The music did. But I would love to hear what was on your mind when we went to the break.
I was just going to say, you know, when you launch a book, it's a book just sits in a box. People know about it. And so I just want to thank New Life and all the New Life listeners for getting the word out. Just found out it is number one in I think it's Christian self relationships or some kind of category, and
that's awesome.
We are getting the word out, and I'm happy because as we'll talk about today, trust fuels all of life: your marriage, your work relationships, your relationships with your kids, your relationship with your church. I mean, it's just every fabric of life.
It really is. It really is. Well, you know, before the break, well, first of all, I want to say we are honored to spend this time with you and to encourage our listeners to get a copy. Call us, obviously, or if they didn't get it from us, get it from somewhere else. But, you know, we want it in the hands of so many people, and we want to encourage them to give a review so that other people, because that's how the word gets out, right, Henry? I mean, you know, we can encourage other people in their walk and in their trust.
Yeah, the reviews, you know, go on your retailer, because the reviews, you know, it sounds cheesy, but it really helps, because people scan something and go, well, does anybody like this? You know?
Yes, yes.
I'm buying a book.
Me too. It's a new way of thinking about it. But, you know, before the break, I was asking you, or we were talking about that subconscious question that we ask, is it safe? And so I know there are some key indicators that something or someone is safe. What would those key indicators be?
Well, you know, everybody kind of has this button inside, right? And we don't know where it lives, but actually it lives by all the wiring coming together that God has wired you with in your heart and in your gut and down your spinal column and then in your the cells that go throughout all the different systems. I mean, everybody's been sitting here breathing for the last minute, right? You haven't thought about it. You've been trusting because your system has told you can trust the air. If you smell a fume, then all of a sudden you hit pause and you're worried. You're not ready to take a deep breath until we figure out, you know, is that like toxic gas or something? Well, in relationships, there's a button like that because something in your system has sensed something doesn't quite feel right. And here's the problem. We're literally wired to trust. We're propelled to trust people. A baby needs to trust in order to get food and love that they need. And so we're wired to do this. So because of that, we also move towards and say, yes, the button goes off on yes, when there really are some other buttons that needed to be checked, and we make bad decisions in trusting somebody. And so what is important, the reason I wrote this book, Hebrews 5:14 says that solid food, you know, think of the solid food in your life, you know, a marriage, a family, your work relationships, your extended family. It says solid food is for the mature who through practice have had their senses trained to discern good from evil. And that's what we're talking about here, is getting all of our senses working together. So when that go button says go, then it really makes sense to trust this person. And we got to know when to withhold it and when it's not safe and when we need to trust somebody because our own control issues or something that's getting in the way.
Oh, that is, go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, this is so profound to me because in working with people who go through very pained and traumatic experiences, it gets locked into the system through the five senses, through the sensory data. And the sensory data then can go haywire. And so a lot of our work is to help people restore their senses so they're not triggered by them all the time. And so, Henry, you just, I mean, just blew my mind with that verse. But oftentimes where something like this book is so critically important is we don't know the actual ingredients to restoration. You know, when this morning I was reading about track record in this book, Trust, I just realized I can't hotwire trust. I can't microwave it. That there has to be something over time in the most important relationships, and most importantly, the relationship to myself and God, that just takes time. Mm-hmm. And that has to be a track record to that Hebrews 4 is telling us, that there is mature food that is digested over time.
So, Henry, that's a good question about those essentials. It's, you know, what do we do with that track record?
Well, the track record, you know, what I tried to do here was, like, we all find ourselves in situations where, you know, well, do I go for it? Somebody starts dating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're so, this is the one, gosh, they're so this and they're so that. Well, when that button gets hit, then you're on a drug trip because God's wired bonding chemicals into your brain, you know, oxytocin and other things that propel you towards opening up. How many calls have we ever gotten? We're talking to somebody, they're in a marriage, and it, you know, we've talked to a lot of people, so we kind of sense something. You hear one of the hosts, it happens all the time, one of the hosts says, so how long did you all date before you got married? And you hear this little pause, and I say, well, you know, got engaged after a month or something like that. Well, that's what we're talking about, that somebody can look really good in a couple of the elements,
mm-hmm.
but if we don't check all five, and it takes a little time to check all five, then we bet the farm when we ought to be, you know, going for a test drive with the tractor in the backyard. And it does take time. And, you know, sometimes people are in a high state of need. You know, Chris, you were talking about in business. How many times have you seen a situation where a key person leaves? And it just leaves everything. We gotta, you know, they were so important that they're connected to this, this, and this, and this, and because they're in a high state of need, you know, you kind of hire the first person that looks good.
Yeah.
But they're not, and then you're in trouble again. Or if somebody's lonely, you know, we call it the rebound relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And our need states will make somebody look more trustworthy than they actually are. We minimize stuff that we ought to be paying attention to.
I love that. We got a caller who's going to ask that very question. Mary is calling us from Orlando, Florida, watches on YouTube. Mary, we're glad you called. What is your question for today?
Thank you. And I really appreciate y'all's program. You're just so helpful. I'm calling because I listened yesterday and I heard about Ruth. I'm a second Ruth, except I was exposed through a marriage that I was all the things that they wanted me to be and not what I thought I was. I had anxiety, depression, PTSD. I was married 20-something years to him. And now I don't trust, and I don't want to trust people. I only trust God, but I'm wondering, after hearing everything that you said, I may be ruining my life because I don't want to trust. I don't want to have any more anxiety. I don't want to have more depression, more PTSD, and it causes insomnia for me. I can't sleep without medication.
Yeah, well,
I'm so afraid.
Mary, that's an awful situation to find yourself in, because, you know, when there's been a betrayal, we're looking at a crossroads, and we got two options, and neither one look good. Well, I can never trust again. Well, then, like you said, that will ruin our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you didn't trust food, you wouldn't be here. If you didn't trust the air and the water, you couldn't go forward. Well, relationships are life. That's where God pours life into us, with relationship with Him, but also a relationship with people. So you leave the other crossroad, and you go, well, okay, then I'll trust again. But then that doesn't look good, because what if I get hurt again? And so that's why it's so important, you know, to kind of know what we're looking for. But I want to encourage you to do something. I think I put this story in the book. I was talking to a guy on a plane. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm researching trust. And he said, he said exactly what you said. He said, well, I don't trust anybody. I learned a long time ago, you can't trust people. I only trust myself. And I said, you know, I'm a psychologist, and you're crazy. you're just crazy. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, well, look out the window. We're at 43,000 feet. Don't tell me you don't trust anybody. You trust me. You didn't get yourself up here. You trusted those pilots. You don't even know their names. How do you know the guy that you trusted to put fuel in the airplane didn't put chocolate milk in there? Don't tell me you don't trust. But let me hear your story, because I bet there's some key places in your life where your heart has been wounded. Mm-hmm. And relationally, you don't trust. And when you hear the story, he had a very limited life. And it's impossible to heal from depression, anxiety, PTSD without rebuilding the trust muscle. And you said something. You said, if I don't trust, you know it's gonna ruin my life. Think how small our lives get if we can't trust. You can't get healed. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't find a good relationship. We can't build a community. And once we're even in those communities, if we can't gradually open up and be vulnerable with the right people, then you're right. It's going to very much put a stop sign at how far we can go. So I want to encourage you. I want you to get the book, but there's five things in there that I want you to look at. And I want you to start in a very, very, very proven place. See, this is why sometimes when people have broken trust muscles, you hear it all the time on the New Life program, people will say, well, why don't you start with something that has more of a guarantee to be safe? Go see a New Life counselor. Mm-hmm. Because that's a place where they've hung up a sign and they're legally bound to be a safe place for you. Let's just start there where you've got some protection and you build out gradually.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you want to add anything?
Yeah, Mary, like Henry was saying, there's details in our stories, but I want you to also know, Mary, that your brain is also wired for protection. And unfortunately, when these really big, painful things happen in our lives, like a painful marriage, our brain automatically only focuses on that to protect itself. So it lives in a state of vigilant anxiety. And so what we need to do is not just continue that healing process for sure, but realize that that is just one person. I had a friend of mine. He was kind of a predecessor to a church, very large, influential church. And as he was stepping into the role, everything just sort of blew up. And it was a horrific situation. But he said something. He went through his own healing and growth process, and he said something really profound at the end. And he said, Chris, it wasn't the church that hurt me. It was these five people. And I think that was really important, that he understand that there were people. It wasn't this organization that hurt him. It was these particular people with particular things. And so in reading Henry's book, we realized that, a person's motive actually matters, that my husband was trying to form me in his image. My husband was not for me in trying to encourage how I'm formed in God's image. And so when we start to parse those things out, this huge restoration happens, and we find a much more secure base to walk into with wisdom into relationship.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary, for calling. We're going to send you a copy of Henry's book, Trust. And I also want to get you connected with a New Life counselor in your area and maybe even a life recovery group, because safe community is part of that healing process. We're so glad you called. And I know just in the dialogue, we've helped some people who are listening who've had similar experiences. And that's where we all kind of learn our way to go forward. I love that you had insight that this isn't the way to stay stuck, but that you're reaching out for help. We're going to take some calls after this, but if you would like a copy, give us a call. Copy of Trust. We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are talking with Chris Williams and Dr. Henry Cloud, and we're featuring Henry's newest book called Trust, and you can get it for a gift of any amount to New Life if you just give us a call. But Henry, I want to return to the idea of track record, and why do we ignore it? Like, we know the concept, but why do people go back into old habits when they know that it just isn't going to work out?
Oh, gosh, what is the proverb that says a dog returns to its vomit? You know,
yes.
We all can look at our lives and go, gosh, I've done that before. Why did I do that again? Well, you said something that is really important there, and Chris alluded to this as well. He said return to our own habits. You know, well, habit's kind of a word we throw around. Like it's sort of like, you know, not that big a deal. Oh, I gotta, you know, I'm gonna change that habit. What habit really is, habit is wiring.
Mm-hmm.
It's literal hardware and software.
Yeah.
You know, when you click on an icon, open up your email or your browser, it's got a habit of doing what it's wired to do. And that's what it does. Now we call it a habit, but what happens is, You don't have to go make yourself brush your teeth at night properly. You're getting ready for bed, you just start brushing your teeth while you're talking to, you know, your spouse or listening to the radio or something. You didn't think about it. Well, the reason is, early on, somebody had to think about that. Somebody made you go brush your teeth, and you did it, and then it became what we call a habit. Well, that's wiring, and now it lives in a deeper part of your brain where you don't have to think about it. You can do other things while you're brushing your teeth. Well, early on in relationships, we get wired. And so we get wired to be very familiar with somebody gaslighting us, somebody not listening to how we feel. In fact, somebody minimizing how you feel. Or, as I was talking to a lady the other day, somebody did something horrible to her. And then they reached out. She said, I just don't want to respond right now, but I feel bad for not responding right now. Can I wait a day? I go, see, she had been trained to feel bad for somebody else's infractions.
Right.
Now, yeah.
So you have it. Well, now we're wired to when we're in a relationship and somebody's not taking responsibility for their side of the relationship and they're not doing the first thing of trust, which is trying to understand how that affects me, what I need, what I feel, what scares me, what hurts me, what makes me happy. They're not doing that. Well, I'm wired to think that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's normal. I'm just wired to, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, I shouldn't be making a big deal out of this. And that's wiring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why what I tried to do in the book was just give us some, it's like a GPS. Here's a little map. It's not complicated. Just watch for these five things. And that will help you to then get above the wiring, which is how habits always change. God says, observe your ways. We got to get above it, but we got to know what we're looking for.
You know, it reminds me, we talked about this yesterday. We have an Every Man's Battle workshop coming up this weekend in Washington, D.C. So, men, if you need help with this, this would be a good weekend to do it. But it is that wiring that has disrupted not only their relationship with their spouse, but even just how they aren't even trustworthy at this point because they've created this whole game of kind of deflection about their real self. It goes back to that first essential, understanding who you are and being understood. You know, Chris, I know we talk about this on the program all the time about how do we repair that trust. And, you know, this can be one of the biggest challenges, mm-hmm. is that track record of recovery and doing the right thing for a long period of time.
It does take time. We have to respect, you know, in the world of recovery, addiction recovery, we have this term powerlessness. But in the framework that we're talking about today, it's, you know, to reiterate, we have a default system. Mm-hmm. And that default system is imprinted in our life through experience. And so, right. So we need not just the right information, which is absolutely critical, but we need the right experiences to go with it. And one of the horrible things, tricks about our default system is that it mistakes itself, I'll say it this way, familiarity mistakes itself for comfort or safety. Mm-hmm. And that gets embedded in the default. So that's why we can end up in abusive relationships. We can end up in addictive patterns. And so it takes a great disruption and a disruption over time so that the disruption, or we move from dysfunction to function. And just like it took time to dysfunction ourselves, it will take time to function ourselves. That's why track record is really important, but also it's why these five ingredients, we got to know where we're going to get there. We got to know what functioning looks like to get it.
Mm, that's powerful. So, yeah, Henry,
it's so interesting,
go ahead.
To me. Well, I was just going to say, you know, Chris is talking about that it takes new experiences. It saddens me so many times what I think Christians get led into by spiritual teachers or whoever it is, you know, you got to build your house on the rock, right? And they think that just means, okay, I'm standing on Jesus. But Jesus is the one that said that. Mm-hmm. If you go back to the actual passage, he says, the one who listens to my teaching, who does what
it says,
who follows mm-hmm. these words, who gets these experiences. The word actually means, when you say know the truth, it means experience this stuff. Mm. Then you shall know the truth. He will be like a wise person who built their house on a rock. And we see people start going to a group, and for the first time they get the experience of somebody validating them.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the 1-Year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. It's Becky Brown with Dr. Henry Cloud and Chris Williams. We are taking your calls, 1-800-229-3000. And also, for a gift of any amount to New Life, we will send you a copy of Henry's new book, Trust. And Henry, the music again was so rude and cut you off in such a profound moment. And I love that so much.
I texted these guys, you know, at the break. I said, "Oh, sorry, I didn't pay attention to the music. I'm used to hearing voices."
Exactly. Well,
but
we're going
to. I just want to highlight for a second what Chris is saying, because you can't just go. It's not like a toggle switch. I was this way, and I'm going to hit a button and be different tomorrow. So my New Year's resolutions don't work. But what we can do is we can come to that sense of, you know, referred to powerlessness. You know, I'm powerless over the way I'm doing this, but I do have the power, because mm-hmm. God always asks us to do the one thing we have the ability to do at any moment, and that is, I'm powerless to do anything, but what I can say is, I'm powerless, and I'm so powerless, I need help.
Yeah.
So we can always, in our weakness, embrace our weakness and say, I need help. So then you call a counselor, then you call a friend, then you call a pastor who can help, then you call, and you go into this group. So what happens in this group is you, for the first time, really start to say what you've been afraid to say. Mm-hmm. And you talk about what you're experiencing with that spouse you can't trust, or, you know, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, somebody enters into that. And now that new experience allows you to more fully enter into understanding why that is, and you're getting different responses, and you're just building this trust muscle, but the trust muscle is doing its work. Mm-hmm. But you're not just being taught to trust, you're being taught what kind of person and dynamics are trustworthy.
Right, I love that.
Wiring chain.
That's it. Well, let's go to our caller, Walter, who's calling us from Arizona and was referred to the show. Hey, Walter, how can we help you today?
Hello. My wife is basically going to divorce me. We've had like 8 years. I haven't really lived with her because we have, how can I say this? We've had a lot of problems, and I've been trying to get her to go to counseling, but she's had a bad experience with me in counseling, and she's accused me of looking at her daughter, her family members, going places. We can't go to restaurants or anything because I'm always accused of something, and I have went online and did things online and things I wasn't supposed to. I've stopped all that. I've been trying to stay closer to God, but she wants me to move in. And I can't move in because we haven't fixed it to so it can be safe for both parties. So how do we deal with that trust issue?
You want me to, Chris? I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, well, go ahead. Well, I can't. Yeah. So Walter, this is really, really difficult because the trust issue isn't just something that's happening in your marriage. It was happening in your lives all along. And so it sounds to me like your wife is carrying some historical experiences of pain and heartache and maybe her own betrayals that she has experienced. And so her ability to trust is deeply compromised. And honestly, right now, you can't do anything about that, about her side of that. But to fully own and recognize your part of the street that says, I have been untrustworthy, and that have I done all of the things I need to do to become trustworthy? And then I think you're right, Walter, in the sense that we can't move back into a situation where we're repeating unhealthy and dysfunctional patterns. That's just, it won't, you know, the old definition of insanity. We can't do the same thing and expect different results. So I do think that it would be a great thing to encourage, if there's, to first acknowledge that you have broken trust. And in Henry's book, the first chapter talks about understanding and empathy. It's like in trying to get into her world and understand through her eyes what she is experiencing is really what I believe is your first step.
Well, another thing too is like I don't live there. And so like I won't talk to her for like months sometimes because we'll get in a fight so bad that I push away from her.
Yeah.
And then she'll come up to me. And then we'll start getting along again, and it'll last for like 3 weeks, and it's the same thing. But I want my marriage, but I can't go forward and keep living in that same spot.
Well, I know. Well, Walter, look at it like this. I love how you know, if John Townsend and I used to say, just, you know, the angels sing when a client comes in and says, you know, My marriage is a wreck, and I realize I've got a problem with, we don't even care how that sentence ends, because they said, at least I can recognize my side of it. Well, we can work with that, right? It's because that's what you have control of. And I love the fact that you're doing that. But here's, I want you to think about, what if somebody had there's something wrong with a nerve in, you know, in their arm or leg, and something's going off, and every now and then it just twitches. And it, you know, might slap somebody and is, you know, right next to him. I might slap him or hit him, and they can't control this twitch, right? Well, you don't say, okay, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. Let's hold hands. Because at some point, it's going to happen. So what do we do? Well, you got to get in the doctor's office, right? And what they do is they either restrain it in some way or they give you some medicine so it's not going to twitch. And they're there while they're working on it, so the twitch can't knock the IV out of it. I mean, they're containing the bad thing from happening again while we're fixing it. And you guys have been trying to jump back in and fix it, and you don't want to know when the twitch is coming, but it's coming. So that's why many times what we've got to do, and I'm going to suggest two things, but what's got to happen is the two of you have got to get together with somebody who can play traffic cop. And when the twitch comes, blow the whistle, say, just hold on a second, let her finish, let him finish, and then they're going to do the same thing. You're going to stop the twitch from interrupting the healing. But here's what I would want you to think about as a little map. We're going to send you the book, and it's going to talk about five things. And there's a little map in there, and it's going to sound something like this. Honey, I understand. I have really, really failed to hear you sometimes about the pain that the things I do cause you, and I want to hear more about that. I'm not going to excuse it. I'm not going to justify it. I just want to understand how I've hurt you. That's all I want to do is I want to know. And after understanding, the second thing is, and I know there have been ways that my motives and my agenda have always sometimes been just about me, and I haven't taken into consideration your needs. And I want you to tell me all the ways that it feels like at times it's just about me and what I want, and I want to hear that. And then thirdly, I understand there's some abilities of being a good husband that I don't have yet. And I'm going to show you that I'm going to build those abilities. It may be how to communicate better, maybe how to whatever it is. And I know I haven't had those. And I want to hear from you what abilities you need for me to have that I haven't been exhibiting. And I'm going to show you a plan that I'm going to work on those. And then fourthly, there's some things about my makeup. You know, I get angry too quickly, or, you know, I kind of hide things and I'm duplicitous and I haven't given you full access to get to watch everything I'm doing. You have the password, but I'm going to change and work on changing how I am as a person, but I know you don't trust that, so you're going to be involved with the people that are working on me changing. And then I'm not going to ask you to do that in a day. The fifth thing is we're going to establish a little track record of that, so you can trust me in a teeny bit. Maybe you can trust me to sit down and have a cup of coffee without going off on you. Or maybe then we take a little more step. Maybe we can go into a restaurant, and I want you to tell me, what's it going to take? What do I need to look like during that dinner for you to know that you can trust me? And we're going to take little bitty steps, and that's way before we move in back together.
Mm-hmm. So I love that.
There's a little bit of a path, and we'll send you the book, and I want you to just write down those five things and go talk to her about those five things.
I think that's great. You got the music, Chris.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Walter, there's one more thing. You have a pattern inside of you that points to a broken trust with yourself. And the broken trust with yourself is you're carrying some shame. And it speaks to the online stuff, but it also speaks to the way in which you retreat from conflict or difficulty. There's something inside of you that says that I'm not safe, this isn't safe, there's something wrong with me. And so I want you to also, as you're going through the book, realize like, man, I got to reestablish a trust with myself. And what is inside of me that takes me out of showing up well?
I'm also going to send Walter a copy of Every Man's Battle. And Walter, it may be a good time for you to attend Every Man's Battle this weekend. It's in Washington, D.C. It could make all the difference in the world and get you started into the right direction in all different areas of your life. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are going to continue taking calls. We've got some lines open, 1-800-229-3000. And, of course, if you'd like to get a copy of Henry's book, Trust, you can call us, and we'll give that to you for a gift of any amount. It supports everything that we do here at New Life, and we do so many things. We're so grateful for all of you who are supporting the ministry. It makes it possible for us to continue to offer hope and help to so many people across the world, not just the country anymore. Because, you know, there's this thing called the internet. And so we're able to help people, and we're so grateful to be able to do that, but we can't do it without your help. And just consider, if you haven't made it a gift, today might be the perfect day because you'll get a book. So give us a call. Henry, I want to circle back to just that you were talking about the essentials, and I want to talk about the essential ability, the ability essential. And how do we determine which people in our life can handle or not the level of trust we're giving them?
Now say that one more time. I'm not quite getting the question.
So, like, how do we know who can be trusted? I think that's another way to say it. You know, you had mentioned earlier about somebody who's broken your trust, but then you feel bad because, you know, well, I should trust them or give them a second chance. How do we know if someone has the ability to be trustworthy?
Well, first of all, give somebody a second chance. You know, there's a ticket that's got to be punched for that, depending on how bad the betrayal was, right? There's. I hate it when Christians say, well, all sin is sin, as if it's all the same. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says there are misdemeanors, spiritual misdemeanors, and spiritual and relational felonies, right? Mm-hmm. And those are not the same. You go to court, you know, when you're going to get your driver's license back, it's going to be a little different if you had 2 speeding tickets versus you got 14 DUIs. That's a different
right.
deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to, you know, Jesus even said it. He said to the Pharisees, yeah, you tithe dill and mint and cumin and all this, but you neglect the weightier measures of the law, like love and justice and faithfulness. So when we're talking about when do we trust again, a lot of people say, you know, gosh, I'm sorry, I see what I did. You know, I won't do it again. Will you forgive me? Yeah, we forgive them. And we move on. Well, hold on a second. That doesn't punch all the things on the ticket. Because sorry is good for forgiveness, and that has to do with the past. And that's free. I'll give that to you. Trust has to do with the future, what we're going to do tomorrow. And trust is not free. Trust is earned. So what happens is we've got to recognize sorry is absolutely essential, but it's not sufficient in a felony. What we've got to do is we've got to go back to, and what I, you know, try to do in the book was, let's get some boxes to check. Am I going to trust him again? Well, first of all, you know, you can forgive somebody, but are we even reconciled? Because reconciliation is not trust. Reconciliation is before trust. And reconciliation is not something you can do on your own. Forgiveness you can do on your own. Reconciliation takes two. Mm-hmm. So have they come to the table with full ownership, without excusing, blaming, minimizing, externalizing, full ownership? I can see how I hurt you, and I did it. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I can see it. And are they owning it, and are they truly, truly sorry about it instead of just trying to check the sorry card so they get another chance? Well, that's first. Then we got to look at the five, and we got to begin to earn trust in little bitty ways to get back. And the first one is, now, do they understand what it is you need from them in very specific behaviors? Because that's the first part of trust. And do they understand what behaviors it's going to take from them to show them that you are taking your interest into account and not just their own gratification? And thirdly, what are they doing to build the abilities that are going to be needed to pull this off and the character and build? And then you go into What does the Bible say? He who has been faithful in little will be given more. So when we trust again, is the first thing we trust is something that's low risk. We don't get back together and say everything's wonderful. The low risk is to go in, like we said, maybe go in with a third party, a counselor, a pastor. That's low risk because you've got a chaperone there with you. And then when we see some behaviors that are, can be validated, and we see somebody pursuing that, and we see, then they've been faithful a little, we give them a little more. You know, when my daughter could learn to drive down around the block, then, okay, well, let's go out on the Wilshire Boulevard and try that. But I'm not saying, here, take the car and go to Chicago.
Right.
I tell a story in this. I've been speaking on this, you know, this week, and when Olivia, our oldest, was, you know, if we got any parents out there, you remember that first day you had to sit in the other seat in the car when your teenagers got to
I let my husband do it, Henry. It wasn't my job. I couldn't do it.
Well, that's why they make drugs. I mean, I need medication. I remember I was sitting in that seat, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I put on her diapers. She can't drive a car, you know. But you got, so you're sitting there, and I remember I could trust her to, you know, she's got her permit. Now we're going to go on the street, right, for the first time. Well, I could trust her in a golf cart or in a parking lot where we practice, but now we're doing the real deal. So she goes down, and this is such exactly what happens in everybody's life who's listening in different situations. We go down the first stop sign. Doesn't really, you know, she does the kind of little roll through thing, and I go, Olivia, you didn't come to a complete stop. She goes, Dad, I know how to drive.
Oh, gosh.
I said, Olivia, pull over. She kind of growls and pulls over, and I said, Olivia, let me tell you when you will know that you know how to drive. You will know that you know how to drive when I can sit over here and not fear for my life.
That's such a great analogy,
when you know,
Henry.
That you can drive.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay,
well,
so let's
so
take
many
that
levels.
To marriage. Well,
yeah.
And then she saw it as her responsibility to make me feel safe.
Yeah.
And so if the betrayer can say, I know I need to make you feel safe, not talk you into the fact that I know how to drive and you are safe over there. No, I don't want to hear that. I want to feel safe. And here's the things that are going to make me begin to feel that. That's when you're rebuilding the glue. And that doesn't happen in a second, but it is. In the book, I chronicle a story about a horrible marriage betrayal. Horrible. And they decided to put it back together. And we walked through the whole process of how they did it, but what the husband had to do, what the wife had to do, and now it's been, you know, several years later. I just talked to that couple the other day. They have the most robust, incredible marriage that they never had, but it didn't come just by, I'm sorry, let's get back together.
Right. Well,
and I know I'm saying a lot, but the last thing about that is I said to the wife back way back when, you don't have to be a fortune teller. Okay? You don't have to guess whether or not he's trustworthy. We're going to watch him. You're going to sit in the bleachers, and the process is going to tell you if he's safe or not.
I love it. Well, we're going to continue taking calls for the next hour. Thank you, Henry.
Thanks
Thank you, Chris.
Listening.
We'll be right back.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.